100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. It's time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And y'all came up with stories on the topic of, let's see, what was this? Crunch. That was the topic for this week, and there are stories on the topic of crunch that if I were to ever shut up, you'd start listening to, because I would just play it next. But I'm just going to keep talking. Hey, it's the new year. How are you doing? Got any resolutions? Got any plans? What are you hoping for? Novels or writing on bathroom walls? Or what are you doing to be creative? Playing with Play-Doh and taking photos and putting on Instagram? Or what are you doing out there other than stories here? I mean, it's good to branch out, have fun, you know, explore, challenge yourself. And so I'm going to challenge myself to I'm going to challenge myself to shut the hell up and let you listen.
Hello, my people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called It Comes With a Free Toy Inside. The advantage of growing up in a home of eight children is the lackness of scrutiny of breakfast food choices. Lordy, in a household today, a kid would never get away with three bowls of Captain Crunch. I'd like to believe my childhood diet cost me a Nobel and a PhD, but I'm not bitter. Well, at least that master's degree in advanced non-Euclidean geometry died in a well of sugar-coated delirium. The disadvantage of growing up in a home of eight children is the years it takes to fix what you thought was such a great idea at the time. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Do you like it smooth or with a crunch? I realize that it's probably a little late to ask you now, after you've started eating, but it's probably the wrong question anyway. Maybe I should have been asking, are you deathly allergic to nuts? Rather than simply making the assumption that you'd be fine with my peanut butter stuffed pastries. And now, as you lie, choking and gasping for breath, I think that I have my answer to that particular question. Not to worry. There's plenty of pastries left. And with you dead, all the more for me to enjoy.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The frog. This frog. It's a pet. It's the pet, he said, stressing the word the. No one believed him, of course. A frog for a pet? That didn't seem plausible. Ah, but it's a magical frog. It crunches. Crunches, they asked, rolling their eyes and smirking in disdain. Numbers. More eye-rolling ensued. Yes, a paper was produced, numbers were supplied, the frog was summoned. To everyone's amazement, the frog provided the results, and they were correct. Meanwhile, a pair of eyes was eagerly checking the comings and goings of the frog. the numbery crunching turned into a crunchy chewing. This was my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 716 with a prompt of crunch. Here we go. A car idled in front of Lanali Amanda's house. It was clearly not his mother's Ford Fiesta with a crunched up front fender. The car that waited on the curb was a cherry red Ferrari convertible, and sitting in the passenger seat was the last person Bill Burt expected to see. Marissa climbed out of the car and sauntered up to Bill Burt. "You refused to dance with me at the school. I saw you dance with that funny girl." "That funny girl is my friend, Lanali Amanda," Bill Burt said. Marissa narrowed her eyes. "I also saw what you two did after the dance." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story on the topic crunch. It's called Wealth. The crunch of car tyres on gravel is one of those understated signature symbols of the extremely wealthy. It's not brash or pretentious, but is nevertheless a sound that makes a profound statement about fiscal superiority. And if the car in question smells of tooled leather and is driven by a uniformed chauffeur in gloves and peaked cap, then we're talking the upper echelons of wealth. Which is not the case today. Today, I'm driving, and the gravel is being forcibly scattered from beneath the wheels. The owner won't miss it. He's too loaded to notice it's been stolen. All done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Dan bought a new car. It has that lane keep assist, so when he strains over the lines, it shakes his steering wheel. Of course, when there's road construction, the crews don't always scrub out the old lines when putting on the new ones. So lane keep cameras misread the road, and his wheel shakes at the weirdest times. When you add the collision radar, the adaptive cruise control, and the autopilot, the car is constantly distracting and second-guessing Dan's driving. With all the beeping and shaking and swerving, it was only a matter of time before Dan ran into a tree.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of crunch. Thank you to everyone who was a part of it this week. I know that it takes time to think and write and create. And if you need a little advanced help, the topics are up on the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. So if it takes you a while to write them, that's okay. Skip a few weeks and you got some time to come up with something. In a few weeks when, you know, let's say there's a topic in March that's like monkeys. Okay, you have 2 months to write something on monkeys. Okay, I know there's a lot of pressure. Oh my God, I got to write something on monkeys. Okay, fine, put words in a hat and pull them out and do them cut up style, whatever. I'm not judging. I pull some stories out of my ass every now and then. I mean, my God, after almost 15 years, what do you expect? Anyway, the next topic is fake. So go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Click weekly challenge. You'll see how to do it. Until then, thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for creating. Thank you for imagining. If you're taking a break, hey, Thank you for relaxing so that maybe you come back, maybe you don't. I don't know. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for clicking. Thank you for clicking unsubscribe if this stuff is annoying you. I don't want to annoy you. Thank you for clicking subscribe if you enjoy it. Thank you for everything. And, as always, keep it brief.